Good afternoon. It's time for Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart. We'll also hear from Megan Turnquist reporting from the Aberdeen Ag Expo. And now we take you to Randy Conan reporting from the CHS Ag Services Ag Industry Day and annual meeting.
Thanks, Kara. Visiting with Ryan Anderson, CEO of CHS Ag Services. We're here at the Ag Industry Day, the annual meeting. And Ryan, actually, for a tough year like we had last year, CHS Ag Services did really well.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We had a strong year financially in 19 and able to pay back $13.2 million in patronage to our owners, so something we're very proud of.
What's behind that?
You know, a great customer base that's very supportive and a great group of employees that have tremendous relationships with our owners.
Now, looking ahead into this year, we got, of course, maybe a little bit lighter on the crowd this year because of harvest going on. Who would have thought we'd be competing with harvest with this annual meeting?
Yeah, I don't know if I, you know, planning an annual meeting in March around harvest wasn't what I expected, and I don't know if we'll plan for that next year, but you know, we're happy to know or to hear that growers are, you know, able to get this corn crop off. It sounds like much improved test weights, moistures that are manageable, producing a sellable crop. So, you know, if we've got growers out battling the harvest, we're happy that they're doing that, and we'll catch up with them later.
Yeah, got some new things coming up here for CHS Ag Services, new projects.
Yeah, we're excited to announce we're going to build a new fertilizer plant in Hazel, 17,000-ton plant. Another plant that gives us rail access, allows us to receive unit trains. So that'll be started this spring with completion for the spring of 2021.
Well, you just completed some builds over there already, didn't you?
Yeah, last year we completed a seed plant, a chemical warehouse, so now the fertilizer plant will be next. It'll really tie everything together for us at one location, you know, making us more efficient, not only with, you know, with our fertilizer, but also our people.
And a new phone app.
Yeah, our MyCHS customer app, something that we've been working on for a few years. But, you know, technology is something that as a company we need to get better at, and we feel this app is the first step in the right direction.
Ryan Anderson, CEO at CHS Ag Services. We're here at the CHS Ag Services Ag Industry Day for the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan.
Thanks, Randy. CHS Refined Fuels Product Quality and Additives Manager Chad Christensen says this last fall harvest took its toll on equipment.
There was a toll on equipment, and you need to make sure that you're running that premium diesel fuel to make sure you minimize any of those problems that would have come up. You know, there's such tight tolerances in those injectors, and so we really want to make sure you're using a Synex premium diesel to have the aggressive detergents in there and clean up everything moving forward.
Christensen also says to be aware of fuel quality on fuel stored over winter.
The beautiful thing about Synex premium diesel, a specific Ruby Fieldmaster, is that we have a storage stabilizer in there that's going to keep that fuel fresh for longer. Also, it's got a demulsifier that pushes all that water to the bottom, so the producers will be able to drain that right off the bottom.
The Aberdeen Ag Expo is underway in Aberdeen, South Dakota. We go to the Brown County Fairgrounds, where Megan Turnquist has this update.
Reporting agriculture's business from the Aberdeen Ag Expo here in Aberdeen at the Brown County Fairgrounds. I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network. Joining me again, Devin Reins, General Manager for Dakota Broadcasting. And Devin, thanks for joining me again. Day two is underway. Got through day one, and so far so good.
Yeah, so far so good. I had a pretty decent day yesterday. You know, the weather's pretty nice, so that, you know, guys want to be outside, but pretty decent traffic again already this morning. That should pick up a little bit this afternoon. We've got free farmer appreciation lunch coming in, provided by John C. Agency. Milo Hatzenbuehler will be up again over the noon hour, and so yeah, it should be a pretty exciting time here.
Another thing that's drawing people in are the SCSU Extension seminars that we have going on, and today we're really focused on the crop segment.
Yeah, it's kind of their crop segment day or whatever, but it's going to be either cover crops. They did a flood outlook earlier this morning. There's a full list of stuff, so there's still plenty of time to come out, because they'll be going till about 2:30, I believe, this afternoon. You can find that full list of speakers, topics at AberdeenAgExpo.com.
The fun doesn't stop today. There's still time to get out to the expo tomorrow. Remind us of those hours tomorrow. There's also more seminars tomorrow.
Yeah, we're open till 6 o'clock tonight, and then we'll open up at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we'll go till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Seminars are going to start about 9:45 tomorrow morning and go for just right before lunch.
Well, Devin, again, as always, thanks for joining me. Anything else that we need to make sure and mention to those listening?
No, like I said, any other questions or details, go to AberdeenAgExpo.com. They should be there. And just want to thank you and the Red River Farm Network for joining us again.
Well, it was a pleasure, Devin. Again, Devin Reince, General Manager for Dakota Broadcasting, reporting from the Aberdeen Ag Expo. I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Megan. The House Agriculture Committee heard from Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue this morning on the state of the farm economy. Kicking off the hearing, Committee Chairman Colin Peterson thanks Perdue for his assistance in securing disaster aid for sugar beet cooperatives.
It's a huge hit that we took, and you're going to help us survive, so I hope you tell the president as well that we very much appreciate what you guys did.
Peterson also asked Perdue about quality loss provisions for disaster aid. Perdue says it's a complex issue and revisions are being worked on. He says it will be rules-based and likely announced in April and May. Also, Perdue addressed software challenges being seen in county farm service agency offices regarding CRP sign-up. He said he was a little peeved that that happened.
I think that will be soon. I'm not talking about weeks. I'm talking about really days in that area processing those.
So you don't have a list of these people that got in there and didn't get how many people are involved in that?
We have a register of those who were not able to get there, whether it was a software glitch or they just got there and it was a line there. So,
but you don't have any idea how many people that is nationwide that are on that register?
I'm sure FSA does. I don't have those numbers with me here today.
Perdue also says he wants to see the official numbers, but he could entertain requests to reopen the CRP sign-up. Perdue also says his goal is to reach 24.5 million acres enrolled in the CRP program. For more information from the Red River Farm Network, be sure to visit Facebook and Twitter. You can also find stories, podcasts, and more at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network. Farm news here on the Red River Farm Network. South Dakota State University Extension is hosting a series of educational seminars during the Aberdeen Ag Expo. Red River Farm Network's Megan Turnquist has this update from the Brown County Fairgrounds.
Reporting agriculture's business from the Aberdeen Ag Expo here in Aberdeen at the Brown County Fairgrounds, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network and joined by SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards. And Laura, this morning we talked everything weather, of course, which is your area of expertise. And so let's just quick reflect on 2019 data coming out from USDA that South Dakota was number one for prevent plant acres in the nation, and that obviously was reflected in what we saw in 2019.
Yeah, that's right. We saw record wet conditions statewide in 2019 in South Dakota, but especially in the central and northeastern part of the state where we are here today, with about 32 inches of rain of moisture over the season, or rather over the calendar year here in Aberdeen and Brown County. Really exceptional conditions, and all across the eastern part of the state, we saw very wet conditions. And down south, too, down the Sioux Falls, southeastern part of the state, they had 2 years of 18 and 19 back-to-back, which is reflected in that prevent plant acres that we saw last year.
In today's presentation, you also provided us with a spring 2020 outlook, and there is a time period within that outlook that is a bit concerning to you.
Yes, certainly as we get into the April, May, June period, the outlooks have been very consistent and the climate models have been very consistent in showing wetter than average conditions favored in that peak spring season where we're trying to get in the field and get a lot of planting and work done. And, you know, across this area of northeastern South Dakota, southern North Dakota, you know, there's a lot of work to do from last year still, from harvest to weed control and other things, just to get the fields ready to plant. So it'll be a tough, slow start to the season. But I'm optimistic that midsummer can turn around, that we're not seeing as a wet of a pattern set up midsummer. So crossing fingers that after we get through the spring that we'll get a little bit of break.
Well, again, Laura Edwards, state climatologist for South Dakota, joining me. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Reporting from the Aberdeen Ag Expo, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Megan. Looking ahead to the 2020 growing season, Helena product manager Jim Loken says farmers are facing waterlogged fields that likely rather influence the microbial condition of the soil. Loken is also recommending farmers develop a fertilizer strategy for those difficult situations.
I'm a big proponent of controlling what you can control. So a message that I've been discussing with farmers and retailers alike this year has been nitrogen management. And I think what we learned a lot last year was if you're putting every pound out up front, every unit of N out front, you're probably not maximizing you're probably not getting the full return back to the crop. So
spoon feeding the crop throughout the season and using nitrogen stabilizers are both advised.
You can do different things like that to manage that nitrogen and keep it moving into the plant more evenly and not being lost due to volatility, denitrification, leaching. We're going to have a better chance of realizing maximum yields. But not just nitrogen. We can look at phosphorus, potassium, sulfur. We have a great product, Sulfur LC, which is one of the only foliar sulfur products on the market. And sulfur is a negatively charged anion, just like nitrate. And it's another way we can move that and spoon feed that and keep it plant available.
During the Commodity Classic, Helena Agra Enterprises launched two new herbicides, Empyros for corn and Antares for soybeans. There's optimism being noted in farm country regarding the recent U.S. trade agreements. According to the February Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, optimism about the ag trade outlook was supported by the signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and the Phase 1 trade deal with China. 3/4 of survey respondents said the agreements either somewhat or completely relieved their concerns. The survey findings also indicate farmers are still deciding on farm bill sign-up. 37% of respondents say they are still uncertain. 40% say they'll choose Arc County. Overall, the February Ag Economy Barometer reads 168. That's an increase from 1 point in January due to an improvement in the index of current conditions. Reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Let's go back to the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, where Randy Conan is standing by at the CHS Ag Services annual meeting.
Yeah, thanks, Kara. CHS Ag Services annual meeting started this morning about 9 o'clock with their annual meeting, and then runs through about 3 o'clock this afternoon with door prizes and socials. We've seen a full gamut of presentations here today. I'm visiting with Andrew Schultz, CHS Ag Services sales manager. And Andrew, a big day here today at the Alaris Center.
Yep, so this is a great event. We've been fortunate enough to do this for a handful of years. We bring in a lot of vendors, business partners that we work with in the industry, from equipment dealers to chemical companies. We're going to have a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report again this year. We're going to have Daryl Richardson do a little weather update, and then we're going to have some breakout sessions that growers can attend. Certain deals, whether it's markets or patronage, CHS is a big piece for us, obviously being a co-op, and then we also have an energy market two breakout session that we're going to have.
Again, you're covering all aspects of basically inputs and outputs for the commodities and for farmers.
What we've had experience-wise and feedback from growers, the event is pretty well done. We take a lot of time to make sure it's pretty well done for our growers. If we don't get 200 to 300 growers here, I'd be surprised. And it seems like it grows every year a little bit, which is a product of what we're trying to do, right? We try to do a pretty good job, a pretty good show, bring in good people. So if our neighboring business units have growers that are also kind of interested, that's what we've seen too. I think some people would like to do something like this on the stage, but not everybody can have an Alaris in their backyard and a U.S. Farm Report. Very fortunate to have our regional VP, Tom Lahar, here. Rick Dusick from the corporate office is going to be down, so we're excited.
Andrew Schultz, CHS Ag Services sales manager. We're here at the CHS Ag Services annual meeting at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks for the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan.
Thanks, Randy. Taking a quick look at the markets here. May Minneapolis wheat down 4.5 at 529.5. May Chicago wheat down 8.75 at 518.5. May corn up 3.75 at 385. December corn up 1 at 385.5. May beans up 3.75 at 907.25. November beans down 1.5 at 917.75. Livestock markets are trading higher here at midday. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. This is the Red River Farm Network.